And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Well, we have runoff elections in San Antonio this weekend. On Saturday, today's the last day for early voting. We're looking at District 5 and District 8. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to we invited the candidates to come on to The Source and talk about their issues and their positions and how things are going with the campaigns. We do have City Council Member David Medina on the line, and also in the studio joining me, we have Shirley Gonzalez, and she is the challenger in this very intense runoff. And we have you, or the listeners, and we want you to call in with your questions and comments, how you think this campaign is going. The number to call in, 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your comments and questions to thesource@tpr.org. And later on in the program, we are going to check in on District 8. We know that Ron Nuremberg has confirmed that he will join us, and we are trying to get the incumbent in that race to call in, but we haven't had much success, so we'll see how that proceeds. But right now, we've got David Medina, incumbent, District 5. We've got Shirley Gonzalez, the challenger. So let's get an update. So David Medina, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Thank you very much. Fantastic. Hey, so give us an update on how the campaign is going, and what do you think is motivating people to participate and possibly vote for you? Give us an update.
Well, first of all, Dave, thank you for having me on today. I greatly appreciate the opportunity. Well, this race, you know, has been, obviously we're in a runoff election, and in any sort of runoff election, it's always a bit more challenging to be able to get people to go out and vote a second time. And we're making sure that our community is informed and District 5 residents are aware that we're in a runoff. But the most important thing in this entire election that I've heard from the voters is making sure that we have leadership in office with experience. And it's very important to the voters and to the constituents, of course, being the fact that we just went through a redistricting process, and District 5 has 30,000 more constituents than it did a month ago. And more than ever is it an important time right now that we have a representative with experience and the relationship with the other council colleagues to be able to represent District 5. And Mayor Julian Castro is supporting me. He's endorsed me in this race. And I think that's very important to have that relationship, especially with the mayor, when coming to talking about issues in District 5.
All right. So let's turn to your challenger, Shirley Gonzalez. So give us an update on how the campaign is going, and what do you think is motivating people to vote for you?
Well, it's been very exciting up to this point. Being in this election process has been really inspiring, because I've had so many community people come forward to support me. And it is important to get people out the second time. But one thing that we are seeing so far is that people are coming out in greater numbers. As of yesterday, we had 400 more people come out to vote. And so we're looking forward to those numbers holding through Saturday. So as a result, I'm getting many more people coming into our campaign office, and they're giving me wonderful words of encouragement. And I've got a wonderful team of supporters. I've been endorsed by Unite Here, the CWA, and several other labor unions. And they're working so very hard on my behalf to get the voters out. They block walk for us and get the community together, and I think that's the most important thing. I have been endorsed by three former council members, Juan Solis, Patty Radel, and Walter Martinez, also Chico Rodriguez, and Paul Elizondo, and Leticia Vandepute have all come forward to support me and to endorse me. And I think the reason that that's important is because they are people in our community that have been respected for long periods of time. And so I look forward to working with many of those people to do our very best for our community, especially Patty, who's so still very well connected in our community and has so many good ideas.
Okay. All right, Shirley, thank you very much for
thank
that.
You.
And this is a community conversation. We do want to get calls on this. The number to call, 614-8980. If you've got questions for Shirley Gonzalez, the challenger, or the incumbent, David Medina for District 5, please call in. Let's go to the phones right now. Manny is on the line. Manny, welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much.
All right, go ahead, sir.
My question goes out to the councilman. Recently, the Express News has reported that you've missed several meetings, important city council meetings, you know, and you were using the excuse, you know, that your brother died, but your brother died more than a year ago. As a voter in District 5, why should we vote you in for a third term?
All right, Manny, thank you for that call. I appreciate that. And David Medina, I'm sorry to hear about your brother, but can you answer that question?
Yes, thank you, and that's a very good question. In fact, the article that you had read was actually, to be quite honest with you, very misleading. Since I had been reelected to my second term in office, during that second term, at this point right now, I out of about 100 city council meetings, there's been about 4 meetings that I was not at. And to be quite honest with you, that's about 95%+ in terms of attendance. I've been in over 3,000 meetings altogether in the past 2 years alone. And that article, I say, was misleading because of the fact that the article talked about briefings at these sessions and was very misleading in terms of making the voters think that there were actual A-session city council meetings. There was no action taken at those meetings in terms of the B-session briefings, and I always get briefed on any particular items that come to me, whether before, during, or after. So there was approximately 4 meetings, A-session city council meetings that I did miss. And yes, the truth of the matter is it was during a very difficult time in my life. I had lost my younger brother. It was very tragic. It was unexpected. And I would just ask that people please respect my family and respect a difficult time, such a sudden death of my younger brother. He was 24 years old. He passed away in his sleep. It was totally unexpected. And I would just ask that people would please respect that, and my opponent would respect that. And the community, I think, has really kept us in their prayers, and I'm grateful for that. But I appreciate the opportunity to put the facts on the table and tell you the facts on that issue.
Okay, so let's Shirley Gonzalez, challenger, what do you think about those facts?
Yeah, of course, I also had a brother who passed away at a similar time in similar circumstances, and it's always devastating in our families when these things happen. But I know that, we personally never missed a single day of work as a result of that incident because we had so many people depending on us. And I have a business to run and I have employees that are depending on me. Their salaries dependent on me. And so I take that responsibility very seriously. And so, I would hope that as your councilwoman, I would intend never to miss a single day, never to miss community meetings, always be present and always have a representative president at every meeting because our voices deserve to be heard, whether they're A session, B session, community meetings, whatever the situation is. If you are intended to be there, one should be there regardless of our personal lives.
So, David Medina, I mean, any response to that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, like I said, my brother passed away, and I was busy burying a baby brother and being there for my family and making sure that my loved ones and those who are close to me were okay. And if my opponent disagrees with that, she's entitled to her opinion. But at the same time, there was only a couple meetings, no more than 4 meetings, after he had passed away that I had missed in terms of A sessions.
Okay.
And those are meetings, the city council meetings that most people know of. So I would just ask that people would understand the facts, and those are the facts.
All right, Councilman Medina, we're going to go to a commercial break. We will be right back. We're talking about the runoff race for District 5. This is The Source on KSTX. Please call in with your questions and comments. The number is 614-8980. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon. It's 3:15. I'm Steve Short. There's a report of an accident on westbound Loop 1604 at Hausman Road. Also watch out for a collision reported on northbound Loop 410 at Culebra. And an accident's been reported on southbound Highway 151 at Old Highway 90. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. We're expecting a high around 92. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 75. And a 20% chance tomorrow with a high near 91. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 90 degrees.
KSTX thanks the following community partners for their support. Solar San Antonio, Mind Science Foundation, Mitchell Lake Audubon Center, AIA San Antonio, and Providence Place, adoptions and training for young adults with disabilities. Details about the community partner program and how nonprofit organizations can get involved can be found at tpr.org.
And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking to the candidates in the runoff for the District 5 City Council race. Today is the last day for early voting, and the polls are open until 8 o'clock this evening. Also, the election day is on Saturday, so we will settle this once and for all who will be, the next or the returning city council member. David Medina is on the phone. We got Shirley Gonzalez, a challenger, in the studio. Let me ask you, Shirley Gonzalez, one of the issues that's before city council right now, and it's kind of controversial, is this anti-discrimination ordinance. So can you talk about where you fall in on that, how you would vote if you were elected?
And I'm always in support of equality for all people. And this is really what is the most important thing as I represent our community, is that everybody has an equal voice. Everybody has a chance to participate. And that equality is just a fundamental human right. And that's what we're after when we sign ordinance that have come before council, is that we have equal rights for all people.
Okay, let me turn that question to Councilman David Medina. How are you going to vote on the anti-discrimination ordinance?
Well, that's a very good question. And in fact, that's something that, as a current city council member, I'm already working on at the governance committee level with the mayor and my council colleagues. And it came before governance just a couple of weeks ago. And I believe that we need to make sure that we have equality throughout the entire city organization, but at the same time have a public process. And that's the reason why I had advocated that we make sure that we give all San Antonians an opportunity to weigh in and voice their opinion on this very important topic. So it's going to be continued. It's been continued. There will be going to a city council B session for a discussion in the near future. And really, that gives all San Antonians an opportunity to be a part of this public process and to be able to speak and advocate, whether they're for or against this particular ordinance that's on the table for discussion.
But are you willing to explain to voters right now, if this is important to them and they want to vote for a candidate who has staked out a position on this issue, shouldn't you kind of let people know where you are on it?
Well, I think that right now we're going through a public process, and I think it's very important that we have that process. I think it's premature to be able to state that you're for or against a particular ordinance before you actually know the implications that could take place and as far as the effects it could have on the city government. I think we need to have a public process to weigh in and talk to our legal department, talk to our purchasing department, talk to our city departments that handle any sort of contracts, any business that the city does right now. And I think this is important that public process takes place, because if not, and if we were to speak and say we're completely in support or against something before going through that process, I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's public process, the appropriate public process for all citizens.
So, okay, well, let me get Shirley Gonzalez to jump in on here. So, Shirley, do you think that David Medina just doesn't want to, say where he is on this issue?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was a lot of rhetoric. Really, what it comes down to, do you support equality for all people? Do you support equality for veterans? Do we support equality for all people? And I can tell you that absolutely I do. And I think it's unacceptable the way that the language is, and everybody needs to be included.
Okay, let's go on to the phones. Luis is on the line. And Luis, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. My question is to Councilman Medina, and my question is that he picked up four or five challengers in this election process, while one of his colleagues, Councilman Bernard, picked up none. Can he explain why there was such a opposition in response to his last 2 years versus Councilman Bernard?
All right, Luis, thank you for that phone call. And David Medina, can you help us?
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, I cannot speak as far as Councilman Bernal in District 1. That's a completely different council district, and I can't speak to that. But what I can say is in District 5, I think it's encouraging to see that more people are getting involved in the public process. And competition is good. I embrace competition, and it's an opportunity for all citizens to weigh in and to have an opportunity to discuss what their concerns are and what their challenges are. And I think throughout this entire campaign, it's really helped in terms of being able to bring focus to certain issues that may have not been as evident before. So now, because of the fact that there was five other people running, we have had a very good, healthy dialogue and discussion on issues and be very well informed when going back to City Hall to continue serving.
Okay. And so, Shirley, did you want to say anything about that?
Well, really, my response is that more than 60% of the people felt like they did not want David Medina to be their councilman any longer. And it is many of the flaws that we saw in the councilman are what brought so many of us forward, the excessive absences, the in putting himself where he doesn't belong, especially regarding police matters, that he often didn't show up to community meetings as well as the other meetings, that he was so absent and really isolated our community and worked oftentimes, it seemed, without the support of the general community. And that's why so many of us came forward. And I was lucky enough to make it to the runoff. And I feel that I have the support of the community, and I'm looking forward to these next few days. But it does give the opportunity for more people to come out. And we've shown that so far in the elections.
Okay, back to the phones. The number to call to participate, 614-8980. John wants to join the conversation. John, are you there?
Right, it's 3915 Morgan Street. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath, maid's quarters, 22,000 square feet. That's the home.
John, who are you talking to?
John. Yes, I'm talking to whoever's hosting.
John, you're on the air. Okay. We're going to go ahead So I think John was kind of raising a question about, I'm not really sure, about your residency. Or is there some question about where you live, Shirley?
Well, you know, Mr. Medina has questioned my residency many times. He's questioned in flyers and through other places. But, you know, the fact is I'm sitting here with flyers in front of me that shows David Medina sending campaign materials to my address at 2723 Buena Vista. So, you know, I'd like to put that to rest just by saying, well, the councilman believes I live there because he's continued to send me campaign materials to my home.
So, David Medina, do you say that Shirley Gonzalez is not a resident of District 5?
Well, the fact of the matter is that my opponent does own property in District 8 and has a home in Elm Creek, a guarded, gated community, and has claimed to, based on her paperwork, signed up to run in District 5. Approximately a year and 7 months ago. Now, for me, it's alarming that she has voted for almost the past 20 years in District 8 and never cast a vote before in District 5 until last month's runoff election. That's concerning. And the matter of the fact here is, you know, I was born and raised in District 5. I'm a lifelong resident, and I'm proud to live in District 5. And I think that the constituents of District 5 really are seeking a representative who understands the issues and, understands the community. And that's why we have so much support that's coming out to make sure that we get reelected. People are actually very frustrated and disappointed when a candidate claims to have lived in the district for many years, but the reality of it is, you know, my opponent has only lived here for less than 2 years based on her legal documents, her paperwork. But just the other day we were at a neighborhood forum at Memorial Neighborhood Association, and she claimed to have lived in the district 4 years. So I think that it's misleading. I think it's confusing to the voters, and I think that honesty is the best policy. And I just
okay. So let's just try and get some clarity here. Okay, Shirley, how long have you lived at this Buena Vista address? I mean, like, you go there at night, and
yes,
that's
absolutely.
Where you lay your head.
And of course, my neighbors all know where I live, and the mail carriers know where I live. They're the ones who come every day, and we visit. And of course, anybody's welcome to visit my home at 2723 Buena Vista. And so, and the councilman, you know, the few times that I have talked to him, I did ask him to please appoint me to a board because many of our boards and commissions had been left vacant for years.
But you're not answering the question. How long have you lived there? I mean,
my husband and I bought 2723 Buena Vista about 2 years ago. Before that, I was living at 2710 Buena Vista. I had bought that house, and then my mother loved the idea so much when we moved back into the community after having left for many years. When we came back to the community, I bought a home, and mother loved it so much she took over that house. And so then we moved
across
the street.
And so your voting record, David?
I have voted early my entire life. I've voted every single election until I was 18, and I've always voted at Buena Vista.
Okay.
I'm sorry, at Las Palmas.
Okay. Okay, David, go ahead.
But she has voted for the past 20 years, approximately 20 years in District 8. This is the first time that she has voted in a District 5 race, which is for herself in this election last month. The community, and on top of that, you know, I mean,
okay,
the reality of it.
Okay, well, I think we've exhausted this issue. We can go back and forth, and it really is she is legally eligible to run in this race. There is no violation, so she's capable of doing that. So let me go ahead, and I'm going to try and get one more caller in. Robert is on the air. Robert, welcome to The Source.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
My question to Mr. Medina is that I'm in the heart of the West Side, and we have started the initiative to restore the West Side creeks, and the recent bond election provided the Elmendorf Lake with about $7.5 million. And I want to ask Mr. Medina if he's going to continue helping us here on the West Side.
All right, Robert, thank you for the question. And Councilman Medina.
Well, thank you. That's a great question. And, yes, I'm completely in support of continuing to work on the West Side Creeks. And we need to continue to advocate for funding for the West Side Creeks Initiative. It's very important. Obviously, I've been on council for 4 years, and we were able to work to secure billions of dollars of funding in this last bond for Elmendorf Lake and Elmendorf Park. But also, I've been able to secure more funding for more of the creekways along Memorial, the Memorial neighborhood as well, over $100,000 for a walkway along the creeks in that area for an exercise walking trail, a community area where people can exercise and enjoy their community. So, yes, the answer is yes, I'm fully committed, and I look forward to continuing to serve and advocate with the community for the West Side Creeks and Creekways. I'm a huge advocate of these parkways. We look at the Mission Reach in District 5, and it's been really it's had a tremendous impact throughout the entire community, and we need to see more improvements like
okay.
that. And I will continue
Councilman,
to advocate for it.
Councilman Medina, thank you for that. And it was going to Shirley Gonzalez. Did you want to respond to that?
Yes, and I'm really enamored of the area around Elmendorf Lake. It's the area where I live and the area where I spend most of my time. And it is so sad to say that when I did speak to Commissioner Elizondo regarding the project, he mentioned that David Medina has never called him regarding the Elmendorf Lake project. He's never come to a meeting, and he hasn't been involved in the process. And as a result, I feel like the park has not what the park is going to be is not what initially was presented to the community a few years ago. And it's a project that I love, and I so dearly want this project to be successful. And if I'm on council, I do my very, very best to see that it's
okay.
done to the fullest.
So I'm going to get David Medina. Final comment from David Medina on that.
Well, as a matter of fact, I mean, I've worked with the community, the Parks and Recs Department, and the county, and Commissioner Elizondo for the past couple of years on this project, including Mr. Rodriguez, who's representative of the San Antonio River Authority. So to say that I have not worked with the commissioner is just completely false in the sense that we have been working together on this project. In addition to that, I look forward to continuing to work on it alongside with the county.
All right, Councilman Medina, we are out of time. I want to thank you for calling in and participating in this, and we hope people will go out and vote. We got Shirley Gonzalez, the challenger, District 5. You know, this is a big, important race for San Antonio. We're out of time on The Source. We'll be back after the news.